Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, high pushing close to 70, cloudy tonight. And then on Tuesday, you can expect clouds and a chance of rain. Joined today by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. And, you know, it was funny, Commissioner Black, you just looked up here and you said, hey, this atomic clock didn't change time. Maybe most of us would just like to stay on what we've been on.
Oh, you know, it just depends. You know, it's just one of those things you just deal with.
That's exactly right. Yep. I got to tell you, though, I was telling Commissioner Bubb off the air, coming back from vacation was not the smartest thing I've ever done, and then going right into the time change, because that makes it a
David,
little bit tougher.
What happened to you? We need some help.
Yeah, not well.
It's going to be abrupt. You might as well just enjoy it. I'll be honest with you. I prefer daylight saving.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think,
I like the longer evenings, and I mean, whenever it gets light in the morning, it gets light in the morning. But I prefer we'd stay on this standard year round.
I think a lot of people would just keep it one way and just let it go.
Yeah,
let it go.
I can deal with it either way.
Well, that's because you know what? You're so much laid back. Plus, you're retiring. I mean, what do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't it wonderful?
So are you tired or retired? Which is it?
Oh, my. But before we get into a lot of what's taking place in the county, you've got a great thing coming up. You've talked about your obviously your love of music and also supporting the Food Pantry Network. But you've got another great concert coming up with Ann Robinson.
Yeah. This month is Operation Feed Month. Mm-hmm. And so trying to do my part, at least with my God-given gifts. On March 22nd, Ann and I are going to team up together for, we're going to celebrate America's 250th. That's the theme of our program this year. And so we've got several really nice patriotic piano organ duets we're going to do. People will get a chance to sing along with them, sing those good patriotic songs, and then hopefully they'll be inspired to contribute to the Food Pantry Network. And, you know, these programs have been very good for raising money for Operation Feed. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun. Just come down and join us March 22nd, 2 o'clock at Second Presbyterian Church. Hear some really good patriotic music. Celebrate America's 250th and help out some folks that are a little short on having food.
Yeah, now you really get into this, though.
Oh, yeah.
You really do. I mean, this is something that you enjoy doing. And you've been playing for how long?
I am in my 50th year at Second Presbyterian.
Wow.
Now, you haven't been doing this concert that long.
No. We started these concerts, about 7 or 8 years ago, I guess, pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
And we kept them going through the pandemic. We just recorded everything and then put it out on live stream. And you can watch this on live stream as well. Just go to the church's YouTube page, Second Presbyterian Church on YouTube, and it'll be live streamed at 2 o'clock that day.
And the importance of the Food Pantry Network, obviously, year-round, but Operation Feed really is when we want to get folks involved in that. Mm-hmm. And is it just bring monetary? What do they need to do?
Bring your checkbook. That's really the best thing to do. Just bring your checkbook or a wad of cash. Either one. We'll have people there to accept. And I believe we will have links on the live stream where if you want to donate online or mail a check in, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that line, bring a wad of cash.
Well, he's a commissioner. He's probably got a lot of cash.
You're talking to Dave Doney, a guy who has unlimited resources. When he says a wad of cash, we're talking serious money here for Dave Doney.
I'm talking a fistful here.
The wife has a wad of cash. You were
right in
radio.
Okay. I got that.
You know. But again, just real on a serious point. That goes so much farther for the food pantry, correct?
Oh, yes.
Cash does. They know what they need.
Cash does. I mean, for every dollar you contribute, they can multiply it 10 times. They have 10 times buying power.
Let's remember that a majority of the people that are food insecure and don't get enough through the month are children.
Yes.
Because, you know, families and adults are going to, one way or another, kind of find a way. But with all these families, especially if there's a single parent involved, the kids, sometimes they run out of really much nutritious food before the month is over. So the Food Pantry Network fills that gap, along with, you know, like my Lions Club, we do the backpacks and some other things. Mm-hmm. But you know, your heart breaks when you think of some little children and some kids in the community, especially during the summer months when school's out and they don't have the meals at school. They don't have enough to eat, period. And in the most wealthy nation in the world, You know, we can do an awful lot of things as a country, but sometimes we don't feed our children as well as we should. So Operation Feed does help fill the gap. So, you know, whether you support Rick's thing, and we all do, and I will, and I'll be there, but at the same time, that's not as much as you should do for Operation Feed, whether it is in your place of employment or your church or any of the various groups you're involved with. You should be working with your group to get together and do some things to support Operation Feed. And, you know, Rick, it can be a bag of food, but it also can be monetary contribution.
Yep. You can bring food, monetary contribution.
Yeah, month of March. And, you know, so Tim, think about it.
Tim mentioned the backpack, and it was mentioned yesterday at church that the schools all notice on Monday mornings when the kids come in, they're just not there, and they've discovered it's the lack of food over the weekend. That's really what it is, and that's what the backpack program is about, is trying to get food to these kids on Friday afternoon to take home so they've got some nutritious food over the weekend before they come back to school.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A lot of us who are lucky enough that we don't have to worry about that, but there are so many of us don't realize how lucky
we are.
That's exactly right. All right, Commissioner Bubb, we were talking earlier about, you know, you got the primary coming up in May, some big dates that folks need to be aware about so they can make sure that they are registered, ready to go, and voting starts early. So this is an important time of the year for these folks.
Yeah, well, there's 2 points you just made there. Number one, registered. Number two, ready to go. Let's talk about those separately. Registration is basically a month before the election. That's the deadline for the May primary, which will be May 5th. So, you know, if you're new to the community, if you've moved, you need to change your voter location, or if you're just maybe just coming of age or you never voted before, you have till April 6th to go down to the Board of Elections at 20 South 2nd Street in Newark, the Board of Elections office in downtown, and register. It's free, and you should do it. And then the absentee in-person voting starts the following day, April 7th, and that goes a month before the election. But here's the deal. You also said be prepared to vote. It's one thing to be registered, and then you don't take advantage of either voting at home by mail, which you can do. You can register right there when you sign up to get your ballot mailed to your home, or you can plan to come back starting after April 7th and vote in person, or do what most of us do on May 5th. Just go to the polling places across Licking County and cast your vote. And the final point to that, and it's just very simple, be an educated voter. We say it oftentimes, you can go to the Board of Elections website and see the candidates, and you can see the issues in front of you. The issues can be local issues, so not everyone votes on everything. As an example, there might be an issue in Newark, or you might have a countywide issue like the transit issue. But understand the issues before you go to vote, and understand how important your vote is, because this is an off-year election. Sometimes the turnout isn't as great, so your vote can make a whole lot of difference.
And you know, you talk about it, and you brought in some flyers, Licking County Transit. I'm working right now to get Matt Allison back in to talk about it. And again, yes or no, however folks want to vote, this is what I always tell my sons, and we've talked about this. It's not my business. But just be educated. Know what you're talking about. And in your case, Commissioner Blank, you're retiring. We were joking about that. But there are several folks who are running for that seat. They all have different ideas.
Yes.
You just have to be educated.
We've got one Democrat candidate and five Republicans. And I tell people, do your homework. You know, do your research on these people. Find out about them so you can make an intelligent decision. I'm not going to endorse any particular person. They've all asked for endorsements. I've said, sorry, I'm not endorsing. You got to go out and do your own thing. But I encourage people, do your research. Just, you know, you should always do your research on political candidates and on issues.
Right. The decision to step down, retire, was it a hard one or no?
It wasn't hard. I've enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it very much. You know, 24 years of elected public service between school board, township trustee, and 12 years as commissioner. And I very much enjoyed it. Met a lot of great people, had a lot of wonderful experiences. But it's time for me to step down.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, Commissioner, when you talk about the five folks that are running, do they reach out to you and say, hey, what can we expect? First, I would assume they're coming to meetings and they know what is happening, you know, with the county commissioners. But do they look to you as kind of the figurehead for the Board of Elections as president or Board of Commissioners to say, hey, What are some of the things we need to be focusing on? You talk about these candidates.
I wish they would.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. We've had candidates in the past who have, I'm not going to, but I can name some that have taken it very seriously and have come in. They've read about the requirements to be a commissioner, what we actually do and what we're required to do by law and what our power and authority allows us to do. And we've had some come in and ask really good questions. I'm not going to name names, but I've had one candidate actually come forward who's in the Republican primary. There are five of them in there. That's what you'll decide in the primary is the among the five, the Republicans that are running. The single Democrat is automatically moved on to the November election. But I wish they would come in and ask more questions. Frankly, only one of them that I know of in the last year has been to any of our meetings. They're public meetings every Thursday. We would be glad, myself, Dwayne, or Rick, to answer any questions they've got. Our staff can answer questions, and we can come in and give them some orientation. But you know, it's not up to us to educate. It's up to the candidates to prepare themselves. And I wish they would ask more questions. But at this point, one of them has, and I wish that person the best. But we can be a wealth of information. Look, Rick's done this for a dozen years. I've done it for 22, and I've worked across the state with other commissioners. I'm pretty familiar with what we do and what we're permitted to do and how we do it. And so, you know, it's no secret. You know, we can help educate somebody and be prepared so that when whoever that might be is elected actually in the general election in November, when they show up to assume office in January, that they'll have a clue what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated task that we do. And you've picked up on some of it here in our interviews as we talk about some of the inside things that we get involved with. It's not easy. It requires a depth of knowledge. And one thing you come into the office you don't know about is the sort of the history of some of the issues and how you get to where you're at that moment. So you have to have a little bit of what I call institutional knowledge to make decisions. And we can help with that. And if any of them are listening, I know they're busy doing what they do, making a living and run for office. And that's not easy. But we're available by phone or in person. And we'd be glad to talk to them or any member of the public about what the Board of County Commissioners do, because it has an awful lot to do with the quality of life in this community. We spend a lot of your tax money, and we're a service organization. We try our very best to serve the community.
Speaking of tax money, after the break, we'll get into Licking County Transit and what they've got on the May 5th ballot coming up. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, powered by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Joined today by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. Beautiful sunshine today, high right around 70. Cloudy tonight, and then for your Tuesday, cloudy, chance of rain, high near 72. Okay, Commissioner Bubb, we were talking before the break, issues that folks are going to see on the ballot, and a very big one here in Licking County that people will see is Licking County Transit and what they're going to be doing with the sales tax levy. First off, just kind of remind everybody what the levy is, what they're going to see on the ballot.
Well, it's what we are doing. And what we are doing is what the community has asked us to do. We did extensive research before COVID. There was a countywide study that ODOT paid for, talked to over 900 people. And what we found is that we were a little negligent. We weren't doing as much with public transportation as we should be in the county for people with medical needs, people who are disabled, senior, blind, carless, no vehicle, no way to get to work. All the reasons why you need public transit to help our community grow. And we needed to do more. And COVID was kind of a little detour for all of us for a couple of years, but we're past that. And we are growing as a county. More people are coming, but the population's aging. Just the people in this room, you know, how do you get around that? We're all aging, and there are plenty of transportation needs in this community. And what we're doing, Rick and Dwayne and myself, we're stepping up with Matt Allison and the team to bring more public transportation to Licking County, along with the demand response, which we've had for a number of years, which is sort of like an Uber service, specific rides. We've established 5 circulating routes that cover Newark Heath, Granville, Buckeye Lake, Hebron, and we're looking to do much more. And frankly, we've been talking about this for a year. It shouldn't be a surprise for people to listen to your show, David. It does take resources to do this, and so we're bringing a fraction of a percentage, a very small fraction of a penny sales tax increase to the community to consider in May to generate money to expand transit to all the reaches of the county and do much more with public transit to benefit the community and the people that need it, which are by the thousands. And Rick can explain it, but it's a fraction of a penny. 0.15, 15 hundredths of a penny. That's a fraction of a penny. So, Dave, as an increase, an example, when you go to get your double latte for $10 this morning, the impact on you is 1.5 cents, 1.5 cents. And, you know, it's minor. People will not see it, feel it, but across the community, the entire county with a sales and use tax, even though it's only a fraction of a penny, will generate enough money that we can expand transit to much more than we do now. And we benefit. People can get to the doctor, the hospital where they need to go, to work, to get their shopping done, to all the things that people need to do who are transportation challenged. And bottom line, if we don't do it, if your county government doesn't do it, and if we don't do it, and we do it well, but we've got to do more of it, it won't get done, and the community will suffer for it. So on May 5th, we ask you to vote for transit. This has nothing to do with your property or your income taxes. This is a very minor fraction of a penny increase in the sales and use tax. You won't even notice it. We'll go from 1.5 to 1.65 locally. And I don't know, Rick, what's your thoughts? You're a senior. You're retiring. You may need the bus here at some point. But, you know, your church, the older people that go to your church and that sort of thing, to get to service, to get to work, this can make a difference in people's lives if they're not stuck at home.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of people that are using transit on the circulator routes today. I mean, we had to add a bus on the Main Street route. The Hebron-Buckeye Lake routes have just nearly exploded with the number of people riding it, just more than we ever anticipated.
And needing it.
A lot of them to get to work, just to get to work. It's just so much more convenient for them. And when these people that, you know, some people will take it to work, leave their car at home, that's one less car on the road. And so
they don't have to walk or ride a bike several miles to get to work, and they can't get to work.
So it has done a world of good. It's for medical trips and so forth. A lot of people struggle to do medical trips here in town. This has made their lives so much better, so much better.
Now, again, either one of you can answer this. Was there ever discussion, and I know, Commissioner, you and I have talked about this in the past, about maybe starting to charge folks to ride the fixed routes. I mean, there's the in-demand service. People pay for that. But was there any discussion about, okay, we'll forego getting to the ballot. Maybe we'll start charging folks? Or is that something that still can come down the pike no matter what happens on May 5th?
It certainly can. Yeah. We've kept that option open. There can be a fare box charge. But, you know, we're talking about a lot of poverty here, too, and people that need to get around and to give them the opportunity to get to where they – so they can feed their families. So we're not – you can make some income for transit with what they call the fare box – But it's not enough to do what we need to do, and that's more buses, more operators, and a much more robust program. We do, by the way, there is fare box charge for the on-demand rides. They pay for those rides in and out, and if they go out of county to a medical, let's say to Columbus, they pay $20 for that ride over and back. So, yeah, we do collect fare box for the direct service, but the circulators, which are the buses that are in hourly routes around the community, right now there's no fare on that. But we're also helping some people who otherwise are trying to get out of poverty and trying to make their lives better, care for themselves, their children, and get to work. And that's the most important thing. People that are gainfully employed that can get to their job so they can pay taxes but also feed their families, that's important. And we may get to a fare box charge on that, but at the moment that's not part of the plan. It could be, but this minor increase in the sales tax and use tax to support the expansion of transit is going to be a blessing for this entire county as it grows and ages. And we would ask people who, we talked about this earlier with Operation Feed, if you're well fed and life is good, that's fine. If you and your children are hungry, it's different. It's the same way with transit. If you have the luxury of an automobile that is in good shape and you can get where you need to go, life is good. If you can't get to where you need to go because you're transportation challenged, or you can't see to drive, or you have a disability, or any number of problems, you're stuck. And that's where, if you're a healthy community and you're a real community that you care about people, then you step up and you provide public transit as well, so that everybody can move forward together.
Well, another thing that's interesting here, you have these rat cards, so to speak, and it just jumped out at me. Every $1 invested in public transportation generates $5 in economic return. Some folks may not understand what that means and how that does benefit just by getting people to work and being able to do different things. So it's, we always hear about return on investment.
Get them off welfare and get them to work.
Yep.
I mean, duh. And, and if you can get people to regular medical appointments so they don't have a devastating medical condition, treat it early. If they're on Medicare and that sort of thing, we save tax dollars there because you fix a problem before it becomes a terrible problem. So some of this stuff is esoteric, but I mean, get serious about it. We're a real community. We take care of the people that live here. And public transit is a part of a healthy community. And I would ask people, it's time to step up and support this very minor increase in the sales tax to support transit. And you can do that on May 5th. And just get yourself registered to vote. And remember to vote early or vote on May 5th and get out and actually do it.
Thank God. I thought he was going to say vote early, vote often. So I was like, wait a minute, where's he going with this? This isn't Chicago.
Well, Dave, you're a special person. You're allowed to do that. But the rest of us just vote once.
Just once. That's enough.
Real quick, Commissioner Black, if folks want to take advantage of the concert again, when, where, and all those good kind of things.
March 22nd. It's a Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. I'm sure the weather will be wonderful. But
Come anyway.
Yeah, that's come anyway. I mean, we've got a roof over our heads and we've got heat, but it'll be a great time, and come down and enjoy some good patriotic. Second Presbyterian Church, 42 East Church Street, right behind the Midland and Park National Bank, across the street from Doubletree Hotel, downtown Newark. Beautiful downtown Newark. Mm-hmm. Come down and join us on March 22nd at 2 o'clock.
Commissioner, if folks want your newsletter, again, I was on this tells you how sad a life I have, Commissioner Black. I was on vacation. I read Commissioner Bubb's newsletter. I did a little bit of work the first couple of days.
Come on, it made your day. Went, come on.
And I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this on vacation. Well, but go ahead, if folks want to read it.
You're a good citizen. Just call me at the county building or send me an email at tbubb@lickingcounty.gov. Tbubb, T-B-U-B-B, at lickingcounty.gov. It's on the internet if you forget that, or call me up, and we'd be glad to put you on the newsletter list, because an informed community is a better community.
Hey, you learn a lot by just kind of reading what's going on and different things across the community. So check it out. Be sure to join us on Wednesday, as our guests will be Tim Young and Lisa Baker with Licking Knox Goodwill. They've got a lot of stuff going on as well, and they will be our guests on Wednesday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit.